We're going to just jump right in here into our lesson this morning. And as you know, this is Memorial Day weekend. Beautiful weekend. Yesterday was gorgeous. We did have rain Friday, but we need rain. Everything's so rich and plush. We need that replenishment. So we'll move right along. So when I first came to Unity, I heard a lot of talk about the not looking back or not holding on to the past. So as we begin to celebrate Memorial Day, it always brings back memories of what? The past, right? I always think of, and I celebrate this time of year, I celebrate Memorial Day because I think back at my ancestors and I think back at the relatives that have gone on before me, and how the essence of each of them has instilled something in my heart. I'm a part of them and they are still a part of me. And as you go about this Memorial Day, as you think back about those loved ones, just remember that they are a part of where you are right now. We receive from each other something that's very rich, that's very strong, that's very healing. And that's that Christ connection, that space we make for one another. There are a lot of things I remember. You know, some experiences I've had with various ones of you here in the audience, here in the chapel. I cherish those moments when we connect. And it's good when we connect with one another, with everyone. Remembering the past, it helps us know what made us who we are today. If we don't recall who, what, where, when, or why of our everyday lives, the things that we have moved through, we wouldn't be able to learn any new information. We wouldn't be able to form lasting relationships or even function in most daily situations, because the past always brings us to the present. It's often said that the past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. That's a good thing to remember. We don't live in the past or those past experiences. Some people are trapped in the shadows of yesterday, unable to move forward into the light. Do you know people like that?
Yes.
You hear, all you hear is yesterday, yesterday. Well, I was young yesterday. I didn't have an ache yesterday that I might have in my knee today. But I don't live in that past. I live in the light of spirit, knowing that whatever I'm experiencing in this earthly body, that it too shall pass. It's not a permanent place of residence. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, he emphasized the power of thought and the importance of aligning our minds with the divine. When we cling to the past, we allow our thoughts to be shackled by regrets sometimes, or even by resentments or sorrow. We become prisoners of our own making, unable to fully embrace the present moment and all the blessings that it holds. You know, we have that power within us to shape and mold our experiences. How many are using that power? How many are taking the time daily to connect? How many are taking a moment to look at a sunset? Look at, oh my goodness, that day that it stormed, the cloud formation. Oh, wow. There's beauty in that. You know, what was really unique about that evening when I was on my way home, yes, I was out in the midst of it. I think a couple of us were. I think that was Tuesday night. We were coming from class. When I got close to my house, I can look and see the western sky, and it was black above, and it was dark underneath. But guess what? In the midst of it all, like it was almost like a big smile. The sun was peeking through. I thought, oh my God, how magnificent is this world that we can view wonders like that. Now, in my mind, I could have taken it a different way, couldn't I? But instead, I reached inside and looked through the eyes of spirit and saw beauty. We have the power to choose our thoughts and to mold our future. And you know, I always tell you, experiences come to pass. They don't come to stay. They don't come for us to dwell on them day in, day out. Instead, they come as a soft lesson. Well, sometimes it's not a soft lesson, right? But they come to show us or teach us, and then if we don't build that barricade, they move on. Remember to take any past experiences you may have out here, to take those experiences and use them as building blocks to rise above and to step into what we were created to be. It's there waiting for us to claim our divineship, for us to say yes, for us to move into the light. I want to give you a modern day parable. I like this. I want you to imagine a traveler who embarks on a journey carrying a heavy backpack and is filled with stones. And with each step, the weight of the stones grow heavier, slowing the traveler down until they can no longer move forward. This burden of the backpack, it represents for us the past, memories, experiences, the ones that weigh us down, prevent us from moving forward on our spiritual journey. But just as the traveler has the power to set down the backpack and release themselves from its weight, we too have the power to let go and embrace the present moment and all that has been prepared for us. It's all right to look back on our lives, but when that look back becomes an obsession, when it dominates every thought, when we get stuck and frozen in it, Those are the ones we want to release. Now, I know you're saying, okay, Brunetta, some experiences aren't that easy. Some experiences aren't that simple. Some experiences are cluttered with those rocks. And some experiences are joyful, yes, but we live back in those experiences instead of moving forward into what's prepared for us right in this present moment. When the past becomes an obstacle that blocks moving onward, and that past could be good, it could be joyful, it could be not so good, but when it becomes an obstacle that blocks us from any forward movement, that blocks us from moving onward and upward in life, it could be like dragging dead weight. It could be like dragging those blocks or those stones in that backpack. We all have our moments. We all have our moments. We have moments that may hold us back from fully living in the present. Charles Fillmore also teaches us that by practicing forgiveness, by releasing resentment, by embracing love and compassion, we can free ourselves from the chains of the past and step into a new way of being. So let us remember, we're not defined by our past mistakes or traumas. We are spiritual beings created in the image and likeness of God with the power, and I love that we were given dominion. We're equipped with the power to transform our lives and create a new reality. In the class it talked about making movies in our lives. We can change the movie that we're on right now if we desire to, by changing the thoughts that created that movie. And that's a good thing to remember. So in this moment, release burdens of the past. If there's anything you've been holding on to, I want you to take time to step boldly into the future. I want you to take time to be guided by that Christ that is within you. That's your connection. That's your saving grace, the Christ within. When we take time to do the prayer work, when we take time to just take a little part of the day or moment away to meditate. And by meditation, like I told you before, I don't mean sit 4 hours in silence, although if you can, that's wonderful. But it only takes a few moments. And those few moments, you can do that periodically through the day instead of trying to connect the dots and having one great grand moment. Take time to look out. Looking at the sunset is a prayer. Looking at the cloud formations. Looking at the passing storms. Knowing that within them they shall pass. And that you don't have to hold on to things that have occurred prior to the storms, even in our very lives. I read a quote, and I love this quote. It says, "Nothing new can happen until the old loses its power." When we surrender, we don't sacrifice anything. We only lose whatever is keeping us the same. And actually, we don't lose anything because we're gaining everything. So I want you to think of these words. Nothing new can happen until the old loses its power. In other words, loosen your grip on what's past. It's okay to think of those things, but let them go. The information gleaned from those experiences are stepping stones to what good has been prepared for you. Here's my favorite word, surrender. And it's a very powerful word in my life, and I hope you'll develop it as one in yours. In surrendering, we don't sacrifice anything. We're just letting go and letting Spirit move us in the right direction. Whenever things pop up, and things do pop up, I don't walk on water yet. Things happen. But I surrender to the moment, knowing that through the Spirit within me, this too shall pass. Through the Spirit within me, what I need for this moment, right here, right now, will open up and pour me out a blessing that will help me navigate this human experience. So take some time, immerse yourself in the awareness of a presence that is stronger, more powerful, more loving than you can imagine. Take some time and immerse yourself knowing that that presence, that power is in you. You are never separated from this divine presence within. It's not only within you, it connects all of us together. Draw from it like a deep well to nourish yourself and replenish yourself on this experience of life. Don't look back longing for times past. Keep moving forward. No matter what the experience, don't become stagnant. And remember the words of Jesus Christ, because that Christ lives in you, and you live and move and have your being in it. Remember the words, "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." Can we hold on to that? Mm. Yes. If you can't, I'll hold on to it for you. "I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." So let's take a few moments to connect. Let's take a few moments and just connect to that Spirit that is within us, to that love that is within us. And as we prepare, let's prepare our minds and our hearts for this moment by affirming together the Lord's Prayer. Together. "Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
And so I will invite you in this moment to take a deep breath, to bring yourself into this moment right here, right now. This is your time. Whether or not you've connected today, use this moment to connect. If there is anything within you want to release, that you want to forgive, or you want to let go of resentment of, take a deep breath and imagine setting them aside. As you prepare to enter the time and the space within, where there is no time, there is only sacred space. And as we make this journey inward, think of moving from the head, the seat of the intellect, where all the busyness and all the thinking and all the work occurs, dropping down into the heart, the seat of compassion, the point at which we can enter into our inner chamber and commune with our indwelling spirit. One presence, one power in the universe and in our lives, all the joy that arises. We surrender ourselves to that thought. When we let go and be still and know. One presence, one power. And we live and move and have our being in it. No matter what the journey, we can always turn within and find solace there. We can always turn within and find rest. We can always turn within and release and let go. Knowing nothing's too great. One presence, one power. Breathe that in right here, right now. One presence, one power. Blend in with the essence of that. One presence, one power. Then we take a moment and we breathe and we settle in to that sacred space within. And for just a moment, feel the connection. Feel the energy moving throughout your being. And take a moment to sit in the quiet. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful. We're grateful as we prepare our minds and our hearts to return to the presence of this room. That we know that we have touched the hem. That as we prepare to go forth from this place of worship, that we are renewed and refreshed. That we know that there is nowhere we can be where you are not. And when the need for help arises, we know all we need to is breathe in the essence of all that you are and exhale, rest and trust in. Dear God, we give you thanks this morning. We give you thanks for our beingness. We give you thanks for our safely coming together, for our connecting in spirit with one another. And as we go forth, we know that we are blessed. And for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is, and so we let it unfold in each of our lives, right here, right now, today. Amen.
Amen.
As you go about your day, remember that your clothes safely wound with the infinite love of God, and that wisdom will carry you through each and every experience. Let us move into another part of our service. We're going to take our love offering. And we know that as we give, we receive, and we receive even more than what we give. And so we take our gifts in our hands, and we think of all those places from whence they come. All those sources, but we know the one source and substance is God. And so we take our gifts in our hands and let's affirm together a prayer of protection. My mind is so full up here. Our prosperity prayer together.
Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive.
And as the ushers collect the love offerings, I want to just give you a few announcements. And you know what? I want to jump back. Let's affirm together our affirmations. They're on your insert. Let's affirm it first for ourselves by affirming, I am an expression of infinite life. Together, I am an expression of infinite life. And then I want you to turn to someone, and we want to say this for them. Together, you are an expression of infinite life. And then together as community, let's affirm,
We are expression of infinite life.
And let's carry that and remember that as we go throughout our day. Just a couple announcements. Unity 101, they'll be back June 9th. That's a class that's held from 12:30 to 2 in Fellowship Hall after service. And if you note on your announcements, there are just two dates in conclusion, June 9th and 30th. This is a dynamic book. It's not too late to jump in or to listen in to that discussion. Light Seekers book discussion is going to be the second Monday. That's on here. And then we have movie night. Someone mentioned movie night. It's open to anyone. It's just that it's in our insert and in our e-blast. But you can tell others if you want to come and join us for our movie nights. And Walking the Talk discussion group, that's from 9 to 10 a.m. before service, the third Sunday of a month. So June 16th, yes. That's not Father's Day, is it? If it is, no? Okay, good. Oh, that's right. Father's Day is the 19th or something like that.
Third Sunday.
It's the third Sunday?
Oh,
it's
the
second Sunday.
It's the
16th. Okay. Well, regardless, if it had no Father's Day, we still have Walk the Talk. And there's a book, class coming up. It's going to be on Tuesday evenings, five of them here in Fellowship Hall on 6 to 8, and it's going to begin July 16th. I'd like to see the whole church there because prosperity is something, not only do we need it in our own lives, we need it to keep our church uplifted and operating. So the information is all in your bulletin, so in your insert. So take your inserts with you. That's fine. So I think that's all. Let's bless our love offerings that have been so lovingly given by affirming our prosperity prayer together. Together in a consciousness of divine love, we receive as we give abundantly, magnifying these gifts and pouring them out prosperous service. We celebrate prosperity, and so it is.